Well, it's 6:30, so I'm going to call the meeting to order. Today is November 12th. This is the Municipal Budget Committee, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. I think you're muted again, Janet.
So, do I unmute myself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go. I think you're good. Okay, we have the minutes from the previous meeting. Now, before we start, let me just remind everybody. Janet said it's hard to hear us because some of us speak softly and some of us mumble. And it's really difficult when somebody starts talking when somebody else is talking. So the rules tonight are speak loud and clear and don't start talking if somebody else is talking, because we want to make sure that this is easy for Janet, first and foremost. And that's after we introduce ourselves to know, so she knows who's talking, who's mumbling. So no more mumbling.
Oh, so he can't see him, but he can hear us?
Maybe, he's just not sharing his video.
I don't know. Ryan, can you hear us?
Oops, sorry, that's me.
There we go. Whoops.
Can you hear us?
What's that little red thing by his name? Does that mean
he's
okay? Now can you hear us?
Hey everybody, how's it going?
Okay, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
I don't have audio. I don't know if you guys can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us? I guess not.
You can't.
Wait.
You can't hear us.
Can you hear
us?
Okay.
You can?
No.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah,
you can hear us?
He just took his earbuds out.
Okay, everybody can hear everybody. All right. Let's look at the minutes from our last meeting.
Did I miss the point?
You did.
Are there any changes or corrections to the minutes? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I will make a motion.
Katrina makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second. Steve Fredway.
Steve seconds. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
I'll abstain.
Okay. So that was Ryan and Susan abstain. Okay, the questions from the previous meeting, we'll just go on to the questions that we sent to the selectmen from our previous meeting. First question, what are the current rates of pay for the ambulance employees? And the answer is $20 an hour to $34 an hour. So,
do you need specific ones or?
Well, that's all we asked is the rate of pay. I guess it depends on their certification and all their that stuff. What was the total ambulance income in 2024 and so far this year? So he's got a little chart there you can see. The interest deposit, total revenue last year was $143,668. And as of this year, so far $115,834.10. Okay? Stop me if you have any questions on any of these things. On the building inspection line, land use project management, what exactly is the $2,500 for? It says this year a portion of the money was used to purchase a new desktop. The current laptop is becoming obsolete with the newest Windows update. Next year it will be needed for much needed GIS updates and see attachments. I put the attachments for you in the wrong order. So If you go down a little bit, you'll see something that looks like this. It says GL transactions by account. And this just shows the purchases from that account. And then the other one that's right next to it says expenditure detail by department. And this is also land use project management. So it shows $2,500 budget. So far they've spent $1,113. Next question. On the cemetery, what's the plan for the $16,000 in the facility improvements maintenance line requested for 2026? The plan is to open the village cemetery. The 2.5 acres that was donated needs to have the trees taken out, stumped, and filled in there. It will take a few years for this to happen. The first year, we'll get done. The quote I have for just the trees will take 15 days at $5,000 a day. So that should give you an idea of how long it will take to open that up with just the trees, and that's not including the stumping and fill. Yeah, so that's...
This hasn't begun. This is nothing.
It says, I don't think he started. This is for next year. This is the, we're questioning the $16,000.
Okay, so they have to put it out to bid, so they'll do it next year.
The $16,000 in next year's budget.
Because it's over $5,000, they have to put it out to bid.
Yeah, she says here, the first year we'll get done the quote I have for just the trees will take 15 days at $15,000 a day.
At $5,000 a day.
At $5,000 a day. That's like top of the line.
75,000.
Like
they should mill them out and stop building a house for that. But
no, if you go out and look, even for residential, that's like top of the line. 5,000.
I don't know if they looked around. I wonder if that's something that the selectmen could maybe recommend. Okay.
Planning board. What is the $5,000 for in the master plan line to be used for in 2026? The board has received a quote for $2,500 for engineering work that they would like to have done. And that you have, that's from KNA, Keach Nordstrom Services. That's this $2,500. Develop and draft qualitative soil and land slope based minimum lot acre dimensional standards for the residential district.
So that's an area that looks like 2,500 could be taken away from if needed.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Okay.
Looks like it.
Okay. Then Primex, why such big increases in workers' comp and property liability insurance? So there you have information from Primex. And then there's also an email, copy of an email to Amy about that.
So I have a question on that, Steve Tremblay. So
now, speak up, please.
Yeah, so when I read this the other day, it said that it's like a rolling 3 years how they bill you. So when the larger claims, assuming there's no more larger claims, that one falls off, the rates go down?
Should.
Yeah.
But it looks like the two larger runs are 25 and 20.
Yeah, so we're still, yeah.
Got a while.
I asked about the fine art.
We don't have any. There's no fine art.
Our fine art went from 500,000 to a million. Well, what fine art? But we don't have fine art.
You obtain one, you can add it to the schedule.
What's that?
Should you obtain one?
Yeah, so if we get a million-dollar painting from, I don't know, so somebody, we can add it.
Well, based upon what it cost us as a town for donated land, it might be better to get a donated painting.
Yeah.
So, $5,000 a day. Seems a lot of money.
Ryan has a stump grinder, so I don't know.
Jeez.
Is it needed?
I mean, he could have to do it for $5,000 a day.
Hear that, Ryan? Quit your day job.
I got an excavator.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, so that answers the questions that we had for the town. Okay. And then there's more stuff here, just information.
Can I ask just one question, just because I'm not Susan Young? How many claims did we have, or what did we have that jacked that up so much?
I would have to look back on the... I thought that they included it in that email.
She said two big ones.
Yeah,
two big ones.
From January 25 and then March 24th.
Yeah.
But we can't get out.
Yeah, we can't.
Or circumstances.
No, I know HIPAA and all that, but I mean, I just wondered what...
I mean, if you do the date, then you can kind of...
I didn't know about that when we were making other decisions. Okay.
Yeah, total claims for this period are 79,000 compared to the contribution of 64,000. So,
yeah.
That was for. Okay. All right. Any other questions on that? Okay. So now we need to look at the budget as a whole. So, how would you like to do this? Would you like to go department by department? Or what would you? How would you like to do this? Or would you like to look at it as the whole thing? Does anybody have any thoughts? No thoughts.
I'll make a comment. This is the first year that the selectmen, Susan Young, have not voted on the budget.
Okay.
They have not voted on the budget, so I don't know if I'm just supposed to go with what I think or my gut or what I think the residents would think, the majority of the residents would think. This is the first year this has happened.
I've never been told to not.
But you're not the selectman's rep. You're kind of in a different position.
Yeah.
Okay. Sue is the selectman's rep, so her vote
I've
is supposed to...
I've always had to go by what they voted
vote, what
on,
the selectman voted.
Right.
See, that is weird to me because, so, on a ballot, right, you have your default, and then you have the proposed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the proposed isn't exactly what the selectman wanted, but if the selectman voted against it, the town might go, oh, the selectman voted against it, so I'm going to vote against it.
And they did, it did influence... I looked at the past couple of time reports.
I would vote for the budget if it was more than the default because you want that.
Some people do.
But not everybody wants.
Right, not everybody wants.
And see, you're the school board rep, so you personally can vote any way you want.
I can vote however I want
on the town budget.
But I can vote however I want on their budget too. I mean.
So you don't.
Well, no. You have to reflect the school board's wishes.
Well, you're right.
You have to. We've had a problem in the past.
Right.
With a school board rep not voting in accordance with the school board.
You're right. I have to go with the majority.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it now.
Did the school board vote on your budget?
On our budget?
Have you voted on your school budget?
Yes, it's a preliminary budget. We
okay.
did vote on it.
You did?
On
As
last
a group.
Thursday, yes.
Okay. And that's what she's
yeah.
supposed to do?
So, yeah, so you
okay.
go along with their vote.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I guess that's up to you. I mean, we can't tell you what to do, but that's up to you.
I have no idea what they think.
Well, I'm assuming
we haven't discussed
yes.
No, we haven't discussed it at all.
All right, so let's start at the top of the budget. Now, if you don't have a copy of the budget, I have extras right here. If you don't have your...
Nothing's changed since last time.
Yeah, which
no,
one
nothing's changed.
Oh, it hasn't.
Well, I don't think so, has it? No, it's the same budget we looked at last time.
Our insurance numbers and all that are in here now.
Yes. Yeah, remember because we were yeah, talking about the insurance
exactly.
last time because it went up.
So this is different. I think you're going to need this one. The yellow, the new one. The town didn't give us any more.
Yeah, they're right. I said I have extras right here. But they're the same as the one that you had last meeting.
Because I thought we had to do something with the cost of living.
Well,
some had it.
Is that has that been
that was 2 weeks. That was before this.
Right, this is.
So this one has that corrected.
They all have the cost of living.
Yes.
Okay, because I know one number is wrong, so that's what I'm asking.
Okay, so the budget that we're looking for starts off like this. Does everybody have one?
I'll take a copy, please.
I'm not sure I have one.
I have a label for a second. Which number were I?
What have one?
You don't have one? Here.
Is it with the red writing? Not with the red writing. Second copy.
This one has, this one has red.
It's a bottom line. Is it up?
Four million.
Six point three percent?
No.
7.3.
That's not right, right, so it's not this one.
I have, if you want one of these.
Yeah, it'll be easier probably.
Yeah.
I've got notes on this one, but I will find it. Thanks.
There you go. So I'm gonna put the date on these next time we look at it.
Well, that would be helpful if they would print the date on it.
The date.
Exactly.
Print it. Okay, so this is 11/12/25. Okay. All right, we'll start at the top. Ambulance. Now, let me talk a little bit about the ambulance.
Go right ahead.
Well, there's been a lot of discussion with the selectmen, and we've talked about the ambulance. So I have been speaking to one of the selectmen, and there's going to be a, maybe, probably, there's going to be a proposed warrant article to eliminate the revolving fund. Okay? Then there's going to be another proposed warrant article to set up a capital reserve fund for the ambulance and to put $50,000 in it. Okay? So, if we, see, my original thought was, well, we'll take money out of the ambulance because they have the revolving fund. But if the voters vote to eliminate the revolving fund, then we need all this money in the budget. Okay, it'll get come from the general fund where all the money from the ambulances will come, but we have to keep it in the budget. Now, if the warrant article fails, then we're going to have all this money in the budget plus all the money in the revolving fund. And at this point, there's no way around that because we don't know if the warrant article will pass or not. Okay.
Bill Saffy.
Yeah.
Didn't we discuss that if the, was it Mike Kelly that was yeah. the ambulance? If he came before the selectmen, he could say, I would like to take $70,000 out of the fund, like now, before that even gets voted on.
They did that.
They 30,000.
It was 30,000 we voted yeah, they, to put in as revenue
yeah,
in the general fund.
Gave him permission to take 30,000.
But if, so if we made cuts, he could take more out of it before it's eliminated, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let me, just wait a minute. Let me, no, wait, just let me think a minute.
You can't take
okay,
over 26.
We're talking about next year's budget.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right, so this becomes effective January of 26. If we eliminate the revolving fund, it'll probably...
Where's that money go?
Into the revenue for the town.
Okay.
If we eliminate the revolving fund, yeah, it just goes into revenue. It's like the recycling money.
Yeah.
It just goes into the general fund.
It offsets the tax rate.
So we're talking about... I'm not sure that you can do that. Take it out. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. If the warrant article passes, you don't have to raise and appropriate all those funds.
If the warrant article passes...
Because the revenue will be going in, so you don't have to raise the money.
Yeah, because we have to do it to spend it.
Yeah,
raise
you still
it.
Have
you have
raise
to raise
it
and appropriate
to
spend
it.
But even if the warrant article doesn't pass, you can still request that money come from the revolving fund to reimburse.
But that's just a please. That's we have no
teeth.
They
might not have
no
a
teeth.
Revolving fund.
Yeah,
I'm
we
saying
have no
if
teeth.
The warrant article doesn't pass.
Yeah, then we're still going to have a revolving fund, and we're going to be where we are now, saying, please, please, give us money from the revolving fund, and they don't have to. There's no requirement that they do that.
But I think there's a general understanding. That
well, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we just voted on it the other night.
What, $30,000?
Yeah.
That's peanuts.
Well, that's what you guys wanted from last year.
That was last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was last year. Okay.
Yeah, so this year, if the fund, if the income goes into the revolving fund, I mean.
We're talking about, $150,000 a year. It was $147,000 last year.
$170-something.
$143,000 last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's pretty good revenue.
The reason I was shaking my head yes is he has a list of things that he's gonna need for next year. That's how he arrived at the budget.
Mm-hmm.
He could buy them this year and go to the revolving fund.
We're already over budget for this year.
He could get it from the revolving.
He could buy it from the revolving fund. Okay.
Well, it's got 172,000.
Now, there's so many, see, this, there's a lot of options here, but
yeah.
But the question is, when we present the budget, which number are we going to use? That's my question. How it gets organized is a whole nother issue. And it could, and we don't know if the warrant articles will pass or not.
So.
But we have to decide what number we're going
to
use.
We still have to show the town the expenses for it, even if the revenue goes in.
That's correct. We're still going to raise and appropriate, even if the revenue goes in and pays some of it off.
I don't see how you take it out.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Unless we say, like, administrator compliance officer, he got more than a 2.7% cost of living raise, we can change that amount.
Well, that was to pay for the amount of hours they were actually working. It wasn't an increase in wages. It was to accommodate for the hours that were actually being spent.
Oh, okay. I'm just, that was the example.
Yeah.
We could
cut his hours, and so.
No, we could dispute a line. Say, okay.
Well, yeah, okay.
You don't really.
We'll suggest, yeah. We only suggest.
Yeah. Well, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he could buy some of these supplies that he wants, he could get now.
Out of the revolving fund.
And those lines could go down. He can, I promise you he can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill Safi, it only makes sense, because you're going to lose the money anyways.
Right.
It's going to the town.
Well, you don't lose it.
So, well, he's going
to
lose it.
Well, that, yeah,
so
he has to fight with all the other.
You won't have control over it.
So you
correct.
Want a pre-buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the, yeah. That's what the school does.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Town can do it, too.
All right.
I'm not saying I approve or anything else, but it can be done.
Okay. Now, our proposal, this is our first proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to make any adjustments in the ambulance?
I like the idea of removing anything they can purchase mm-hmm. out of the revolving fund this year.
Yes.
Okay.
So
what is that?
Okay. We can't do wages, right? You can't do the phone in advance. You could do.
Can't buy fuel in advance.
Cost supplies. You can't do maintenance or repair. You can do fuel. No, you can't
Wouldn't
really
it be
do
better
fuel.
To just ask, what can you
maybe
purchase?
Maybe some of the hours, if
now
he's not, if he doesn't
31st.
Have to do with the revolving fund, maybe that could be cut back. Because
mm-hmm.
he's if he doesn't have to worry about the revolving fund, maybe the hours for administration can be cut back, or maybe somebody else can help while they're on duty.
Because they don't really do anything with the revolving fund and their administrative hours.
Well, like,
administrative hours are. Like, I mean, you could ask him what he does during his administrative hours, but it has nothing to do with the revolving fund.
Okay, like medical supplies,
okay.
They could pre-buy medical supplies. I don't think
so
they have a shelf
life.
Can we just
ask that? What can you pre-purchase?
We're proposing a budget. We're not going to ask him permission. We're proposing
a budget. No,
I'm
saying, like, can you say, are there any items in this budget that you could purchase this year?
We're going to propose a budget, and then there's a supplemental, there's a public hearing and a supplemental hearing, and we can say, we can be told that's impossible. We can't
right.
pre-buy supplies because they only last for a week.
Okay.
Whatever. So
I know, like, one of them is software. So, like, you wouldn't be able to pay that in 25 because it's a 26 service. So you wouldn't have an invoice for it yet. You know what I mean? Like the
but you could
$7,500 is for
no,
it's like a maintenance contract. It's an annual.
Yeah, that's
contract.
Yeah.
That's like a 26 annual contract. And I don't know if you can pay it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you could
because it's a 26 expense.
Yeah, right. Okay, but if we took out the minor equipment and the medical supplies, that'd be $13,000.
Medical supplies is $8,000, and then what?
Minor equipment. It seems like you could purchase that this year. Mm-hmm. Yes, Bill.
Bill Saffy. So, the 2026 budget, the warrant articles don't get voted on until March.
Right.
But the budget takes place January 1st.
Starting in January, that's right.
But we vote on the budget in March as well.
That's right.
Correct. But
right.
Come January 2nd, that revolving fund is still there.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
He could take the money out at that point.
Yeah.
Before it's voted on one way or another.
That's an interesting question.
You have to have an invoice to take the money out.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
No, we don't.
You need an invoice to take the money out.
I thought he could come before you guys and say, okay, I'd like to take $100,000 out and...
Yeah. With fire chief.
An invoice or a purchase order. You can't just take out $100,000 for... I just want $100,000 in my pocket.
No, but he can have...
No, but he could use it...
If he's going to pre-buy, he can have...
Pre-buy out of 25s.
Yeah.
But you...
But the money left over in the revolving fund we're talking about.
But the school does the teachers' wages. You already say the teachers' wages are down to like 13%, yet they haven't used them. So why can't he do
that's
that
an encumbrance.
The
that's a little bit different because they have a contract.
But he can buy it.
But he can buy, yeah. He can buy them.
So minus $13,000 for a pre-buy?
Well, that's my two things, if anybody has something else.
Can't buy fuel.
Anything else in there? Okay.
So ambulance cost supplies, is there anything there that can go, or did you already say that one?
Well, the only thing is it's repairs and maintenance are in
there.
Well,
that there. We couldn't do, but
and
supplies.
You can't do repairs and maintenance, but we don't know which is repairs and which is, you know, and they don't know
what
either.
Are supplies?
Yeah, so she said supplies and the minor equipment, those two together are
$13,000. So for instance, he might want tires. Oh, Susan Young, he might want tires that he could buy this year. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So maybe that line could go a little bit.
Well, there isn't a...
Ambulance, supplies, maintenance, and repairs. So we don't know how much to maintain.
We don't know how much maintenance and repairs.
Yeah, or how it's broken down.
Yeah.
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 That's why I just left that alone. But if we take medical supplies and minor equipment, that's the $13,000. Okay. Anything else there before we move on? And like I said, this is our first crack, not our last crack. We don't like what later we can. Okay. Animal control. Any changes to animal control?
I thought he said we could get rid of that. Let me go back to my other.
Software, I think he needed for rabies.
What have we got in here? Software and computer. Rabies prevention.
Kennel costs.
Yeah, the kennel costs. Printed materials. Equipment and supplies and kennel costs.
I think he said he could absorb it, but that won't be wrong.
I think that's why it's down 50%.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody gonna? We're good. Auditing services, budget committee, building inspector. Any changes on building inspector? We can take. I think we can take off the money for the master plan. Don't you think?
Yes, I do.
Where's that?
Agreed.
No, is that on the planning board?
Yeah, that's planning.
That's on planning board. That's right. That's not on this one.
Wasn't that 5,000 or something?
This one is the one we were questioning is land use project management, and that was supplies. And he gave us a list of the supplies.
Yep.
So are we okay with?
Can we back up a second to building inspector?
Sure, that's where we are.
Administrative assistant wages.
Yeah.
They're going up? Is that the COLA or is that a raise or 11%?
Amy, do you want to address that?
It's both. So they calculated in the COLA plus the normal annual raise.
11.2%?
I think because, when was she hired?
March.
Yeah, so there were 2 months where you didn't have one. Mm-hmm. So it looks like you spent less this year.
Right. She didn't start till the end of March, full time.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, Ryan.
Who decides the 11.2% raise? Is that the Board of Selectmen?
Well, there's a matrix for the employees, and correct me if I'm wrong here. And each employee gets put in their matrix. So in addition to the COLAs, after a year in your job, you go to the next step, or you're after 2 years, depending on where you are in the matrix. So that's pre-established, that matrix of where everybody fits in and how they go up a step.
She was also a new hire, so when the budget was created, they didn't know what her salary would be.
Yeah.
And they start out at a particular salary. There's a 90-day review where they're given an increase, then the COLA, depending on where that falls, and then their annual review. They move up the matrix depending on their review.
But they stay in the matrix. They don't just randomly say, we'll give you an extra $5,000 because we like you.
Gotcha. So it's high because it's after that first year.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Okay, so are we okay with building inspection?
Top line, page 2.
Yeah.
They have a $2,500 budget. They've only used $185.
Isn't that this?
That's a land use project manager.
Yeah, that's the...
They're buying the laptop.
Right, but can cut it.
Well, would we?
Expensive laptop.
When he knows what he wants to spend it on next year.
Well, we got to find some money somewhere.
But he showed us what he wanted to use it for next year. So you don't want him to have a laptop.
I'd like to buy a bulldozer next year.
Okay, wait, Amy, do you want to say something?
So after speaking to them, if you look at the planning and the zoning supply line, there is no supply line for planning. There is a $40 budget for zoning. So if you're going to take it from here, a supply line should be added, or some money should be added to the other line so that she has what she needs to do. That's basically what it's for. But there is no supply line in the planning board budget, and there's a $40 supply line in the zoning board budget. So if this line is going away, that money should be allocated to those two board respectively.
Can you make, Bill Saffy, can they make that up by adding a charge to new permits?
They've already done that.
Well, that money goes into the general fund.
Well, that seems to be a problem. This money's always going to the general fund.
Well, it is.
That's the way it all does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then, like when you set the tax rate, you have to look at what you've taken in for revenue, what you know your expenses will be, and then you set the rate.
But I don't understand what you mean she needs that to do what she needs to do. What is she doing with the $2,500? I don't get that.
This year it's buying her new computer. But depending on what she needs for planning board cases or zoning board cases, she needs...
Isn't that covered, like in office supplies and advertising?
In advertising.
What's that? That's not covered in other areas, what she needs?
In this budget?
So you have office supplies for $1,500.
Right.
Right, for the building inspector and his... So there's two different people in that office, and she's doing three different jobs. He's doing two.
Okay.
So without the laptop, is it still doing the GIS? Or was that the blank?
Actually, the laptop was this year. Next year is the GIS updates.
Okay. And so, and like the books are for both of them, is that what you're saying?
The books are for the boards. The books are for the zoning board. And then obviously whatever Rich needs for building inspection code books.
So it's under building inspector though anyway?
What?
Because it's $1,000. They've spent $153. And
we
it's
also
what?
Didn't have a...
It's what?
He didn't come in till late in the year, so...
Like what, August?
July, August.
Yeah, we didn't have a building inspector for most of the year this year.
Didn't.
Yeah. Okay, we're good? Okay, cemetery.
So they're saying this $16,000 line is for trees in the new cemetery for $5,000 a day.
That's the way I read it. I don't know. Are we running out of space? I mean, are we in a hurry?
Did you see the construction over here? We're not running out of space.
Are we in a big hurry to get that 2.5 acres cleared?
I believe she said that. Excuse me, Bill Safi, but she had said that the person donated the land with the condition that the trees would be removed so that the family could be buried there.
Right, but that doesn't mean we have to do it right away. Unless they're all
these people.
Remember, they didn't submit a budget at all.
She didn't submit a budget because it didn't change.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, if
I didn't know we didn't have to submit the budget if it didn't change.
Well, okay, so
she's saying it's going to take 15 hours. Wait.
15 days.
15 days.
Days.
So she wants to do 3 days this year, 3 days the next year. That's a long time to.
Yeah.
Do you want to increase it? Is that what you're saying?
No, but it seems as though we could get more work done for that dollar amount.
Yeah.
Then.
I think if it's shopped around, you could.
I
don't think we need to continue using the tree service, the public service, or Eversource uses.
No.
I don't think we need to do that.
Okay, so would somebody like to propose a reduction in that line? Facility improvement?
I'll propose a reduction to the line 730. I think they should request for a proposal for a different bid.
Okay, we have to have a number, though.
Okay, so I would say $2,000 a day is more realistic than $5,000 a day.
Okay, so how many days do we got here? 15 days, that's still 30,000. So you think 30 instead of 16?
Well, it's 15 times 5 is $75,000 that she wants to spend on removing trees.
Yes.
Well, 15 days times 5 is...
I've never cleared land, but holy moly.
Well, she's going to fill in the land, remove the stumps.
No, that's just for the tree
removal. It doesn't include the stumping and the fill.
I thought you said it did.
Did not.
And that's not including the stumping and the fill.
Yikes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have a quote right now, $210 an hour for excavation work. Now, I don't know what size excavation that is per se, but I was thinking $2,000 a day should be sufficient.
It says here the average tree cutter makes $3,250 an hour. So if you have four guys on a job.
And she wants to do 3 days this year, right?
It doesn't say.
Maybe she'll come in.
She just says it'll
take
15 days at five.
What was the 16,000 used for this year?
It hasn't been used.
Yeah.
Will they?
Oh, they just cut some. They cut them on Depot Road, and they cut them someplace else. I think they're going to use it because they have been cutting. But on Depot Road, it didn't even take them a day. I mean.
So I would say in line 730, reduce that by $10,000.
So say $6,000.
Yep.
Okay, everybody good with that?
Yes.
Okay. So that's going to be minus $10,000, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Very maintenance. Okay. All right. Direct assistance.
Wait, Conservation Commission?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Conservation Commission. That's down 2%. Yeah. Direct assistance, leave it where it is.
Well, so it's only used $1,100.
We leave it in there.
But we have to provide for whatever. And if they don't use it, then...
We don't have to raise
the thing is, as long as it's not moved around, that's the part that makes me angry. When it's taken out
when
of something
it,
like... When they inflate something and it's taken and put somewhere else. I don't think that's being very...
Where would...
Honest.
Where would that? Where are you talking?
Oh, I don't know where it would go.
Like an example, like what does welfare use money for? That
No. The town could move it to anywhere
because it's a bottom line.
Yeah, because it's the bottom line. Yeah. Okay, so we'll leave that. Election voter registration, election administration, any, leave that where it is.
Yeah, I was just, didn't they know how many elections, when we were making the budget last year, didn't they know how many elections, shouldn't they have budgeted a little closer?
They do an extra, in case we have to have a special election.
Oh, okay.
They do an extra one.
Somebody quits. Retires.
Bill Safi, but so this is election wages, there's $2,459 left, there's no more elections this year.
Right.
We only had the one.
Well, can't we cut that $2,459?
We have three next year.
Next year we have more.
Yeah, we have more elections.
It just doesn't make sense.
You can't carry over.
Yeah, you can't, yeah.
I wanted to cut the food out. I think you could bring a lunch or, you know, but.
I mean, there's a lot of volunteers too.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Okay, emergency management, anything there?
We just had our emergency management.
Yeah, he's leaving.
Leave, so I don't know if that's what.
So that's zero, I mean, that's still the same, it's the same. $2,000.
Stephanie, when's that effective?
December 31st.
December 31st.
Isn't it December 31st?
December 1st.
Was it? Cause he said.
He just did a site visit today.
Yeah, he wanted to do.
Okay, fire and forestry, level funded, any?
I will tell you, he doesn't want that up at all, he can come in and tell you that if you want. It's been raised again, I think they put the two, he said, don't let them do any of that, I want it level funded like I always have it, and that's the way he wanted it. But, and he said that a couple of times, he said it a couple of times, and it's still not done.
Is there a revolving fund for the fire department?
No.
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 But there are trusts, I mean, there are capital reserve.
Okay, the health officer, what's that? The dues, I guess, went up, our training, probably training, cause we have a new building inspector, and he's also so the health officer. Heritage Commission, yeah. Okay, the highway department.
I had somebody call me on this. Is it accurate, and I answered the way I thought it was, is it accurate that in this budget, there, even though the taxpayers voted no, that they're gonna do Fieldstone Lane?
When are they doing Fieldstone Lane?
You would have to talk to.
Where's Fieldstone Lane?
I mean, I'm sorry, what's your road?
Fieldstone.
Yeah.
It's not getting done.
Oh, it's not getting done next year? It's not in here?
No.
Okay. All right. They must have.
Wasn't there a warrant article on that last year?
Yes. Yeah.
There was, and they voted no, but
no means
somebody
no.
Said they thought.
No well, means no.
I know what it
no
does
means,
mean, but.
I'm can't do that.
I'm going to ask again.
Can't do that.
I know you can't.
Okay. Any questions on highway? That's 3.8%. That's
you did decent. Yeah, that's good.
Insurances, we already talked about that. Now that we've got our fine art insured, we're good.
And I was shopping around on these. Amy, was there shopping around done on these?
For the
insurances?
No, there wasn't enough time to do that. We just got the numbers from HealthTrust and Primex. I mean, that can be researched for next year, but there wasn't enough time to make changes with open enrollment.
I thought somebody had recommended that to shop around.
I asked a question.
Yeah. I thought that was
a
couple of months ago.
I know school shopping.
When we first got these.
27.8.
No, we just got the numbers at last meeting.
No, but when there was nothing in here.
Oh, when we didn't have the numbers.
Do you compare and shop around? I thought it was a yes, or it was going to happen. Maybe not. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, what is it?
Primex is prime.
Okay, legal expenses. I don't think we ought to increase it. I know it's not a lot of money, but we've only spent $966, so
I can't. Oh, it was our hourly rate.
That's, you have to go down to the bottom, the total legal.
Oh, 19,000.
30. No, yeah, 19.
It's still not much
right.
For a $55,000 item. So
can't you take a bit off that?
That's what I think. I think we could leave it. I mean, like I said, it's not a lot of money, but we could leave it.
I thought we talked about this.
$4,800.
It's just hourly wage.
It's a new hourly wage, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's, but,
right, but
we're not spending.
That, what's it, what is it, 205 from 195, I think it went? Is that what it was, Amy?
I don't remember the exact rate off the top of my head.
We did talk about it last night.
Increase of 4,800.
His hourly rate increased, so I just
97,000.
Yeah.
Multiply the
hourly rate. You want to leave it? What do you want to do? What?
You want to minus 4,800?
Yes.
Good, yeah. Okay.
Tanglewood is coming back.
Oh, God.
We've already partially taken them, or threatened with taking them to court, so that could end up being
what's that meeting?
So we're going to take 4,800 off, everybody?
So level it year
what?
Over year? Just level it year over year?
Yeah. Any, everybody good with that?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Other culture and recreation, I think we can leave that $3 alone. Parks and Rec, it's the same. Anything on that? Okay, planning board.
This is down.
Master plan implementation.
So we can take it off of here because the GIS was put on under her thing?
No.
What's this one? This is another.
An annual license update. They needed a new.
We did a new computer because their software would be upgraded.
Right, that's the $2,500 back
correct.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Okay.
This is the $2,500 to be able zoning to use for the aquifer.
Yeah.
That's our piece of the computer's tool.
And that is required.
And it's $1,700 a year?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's not
due. So you want to reduce it to $2,500 or just leave it? Or take it out? What do you want to do?
Are we talking about taking out the master plan? Take it out.
Yeah. Reducing it to 2,500 because they were planning to use it
for
the aquifer.
Yeah, for the aquifer.
Yeah.
For the what?
They gave us a quote.
He gave us a quote.
For that K.
Engineering work that they would like to have done.
Yeah.
I don't even know who we have for an engineer anymore, do you?
Stantec doesn't do our engineering anymore?
I don't know about that. Does he? Do they or not?
They're allowing applicants to choose
between
Stantec and Cajun Nordstrom.
Oh, they don't. They can't just choose anybody?
No, it has to be a town approved.
Oh, okay.
Better. Getting there.
Okay, so what do you guys want to do with that, with the planning board?
Is it minus 2,500?
Minus 2,500? Okay.
And where is that coming from? Master plan or Southern New Hampshire?
Yeah. Master plan.
What's Southern New Hampshire being used for?
Their annual fees.
It's already used 28, 35, 40.
Yeah, because they had a project this year, but next year.
No, the Southern New Hampshire planning, that part is through a grant. That's what it costs to be a member of Southern New Hampshire planning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We are in the wrong business.
Okay.
We used to take down trees.
Well, you should start taking trees down. The police department.
He did a great job.
He did a wonderful job.
Yeah, I don't think we ought to.
Please put that in the minutes. We'd like it to say, great job. He has more employees. Great job.
Okay, solid waste.
What happened to appraisal?
Oh, I'm sorry, property appraisal.
Yeah, I wonder why.
It's the same.
We spent $22,000.
But we were September. Three months.
Yeah, they're still out. They were
they're
at Steve's house right now.
How can we set the tax rate when they're not done yet?
Well,
I mean, I'm not asking you, it's not your problem.
He also said they come once every 5 years, but I've lived in the house 6 years and this is the fifth time they've been there.
Did you put in for an abatement?
Mm-hmm.
You're red flagged.
I need to, though.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to leave property appraisal?
Yeah, I don't know. We didn't get a good report from DRA or whatever it was there, and I got the letter, I believe, somewhere in this mess. on their performance so far. Remember?
Didn't make a friend out of me.
No, not. I don't know how they have. They go back and they went after several of the things that they said they already went after, and they didn't agree. The numbers didn't agree with what the state assessor or assessment department.
When did
remember
that?
Go
that? That's not how I read that report from the state. Bill came to reassess certain. He mm-hmm. handpicked parcels, and he didn't have any.
Okay, maybe I have another letter. I'll share that.
Okay.
So can we cut money from that?
I think we can, but we don't. It could,
so
remember,
he's still out there. We don't
this
know.
This was for the 5 year, the biggie. The 33,000.
But that was last year, the biggie, correct?
This year, right. This so why do we don't need it again?
Do we? I feel like this amount has been on the budget every year.
Yeah, it has because we take the money from the fund. Remember what we put away every year for reassessment?
Yeah, right.
So they spent over and above that.
But there's 10,725 left.
There's 3 months left of the year.
How's it 3 months?
October, November, December.
Well, this is
we're in November.
This is as of today.
This was as of 9 September. So this number here doesn't take into consideration October, November, and December.
Yeah, Bill, so if you go to column 4, it says actual expenses through 9/25.
Yeah. I thought you had the latest, greatest.
This is the latest. Okay, but this is what we got.
Hold on. We look at our expense report.
Yeah, we have the expense report. We've got so much paper here.
I know. This time it was...
The expense report.
Same.
What does it say?
Expended year-to-date, 22,275.
Okay.
What's the date on that?
November. It was printed today.
What at the top? Does it?
It says just through January 2025 through November 2025.
Okay.
There's no date,
yeah.
But it was printed the
6th.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Can we cut $5,000?
Yeah, we could make it 25 instead of 33.
Let me just.
I mean, it's only 8,000, but
last year was the year before.
I know. I just want to look back on one of the.
Because every abatement he obviously would charge for.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't make sense because if people ask for an abatement, it's because they don't agree with what he said. And then he gets paid again to defend it. That doesn't.
He doesn't.
I hope not.
I was going to say. He has an office.
I was going to say he does. That's his. That's his guess.
He's like an employee.
So if there's somebody here every Wednesday.
Now see, I'm looking at the budget from 2022, and we budgeted $30,000, and we spent $28,700. So. You know,
22, that wasn't 5 years ago.
But it's only a month left.
That wasn't 5 years ago. No, that was just a regular year. But
I think you'll find that if property appraisal needs money, there's going to be money in this budget to give it to him. But
okay, well,
I just...
Wait, somebody just give me... Tell me, what did you say? What do we want? Take out 8?
Take out 8.
So we take that down to 25?
Yes.
And how much did we spend in 22?
In 2022, we spent 28?
28,000. Or 25,000?
No, I think 28,000.
So
you
got, in 2022, we spent
25,000?
28. 28,000. So,
do we know
what we spent in 23?
Well, maybe he'll stop going to people's properties. So.
They're here every Wednesday.
Well, he could take a month off.
28,700 is what we spent.
Do they work? Is that billing that we received from them? Is that time and materials, or is it just a contractual?
It's a contractual
per year and
contractual.
Oh,
it's,
so
contractual.
It's contractual. It's a default.
Oh, so it's what it is.
And that does not change versus year to year.
It could. It didn't this year. We already signed it.
Yeah. I wonder, see, that's the thing, is we don't have the default.
No, that's why the defaults are so high, because everybody gets it in before the end of the year, and it's
Well, if
not
it's
a
contractual, then there's no point in...
But, yeah, default should just be contractual obligations.
Yeah.
Right, but everybody gets it in before the end of the year, so the defaults are so high. Look at the school.
Okay.
Default 7.4% increase.
Yeah, contracts with bus.
I mean...
Teachers, salary.
Okay, so since it's contractual, I think we have to leave it where it is. We can't...
I don't know. I wonder if we can go back to the board and ask them about that.
Well,
we can ask.
Now we can leave it where it is and we can change
it. I don't remember how it reads the contract.
Yeah, so that'll be a question?
No, we don't have questions. I mean, that's for the next public hearing.
Oh,
if we reduce it and it's a public hearing,
then somebody can come and say you can't do that because it's a contract. We have to pay the whole thing. So...
I think if we've historically spent 28.
Well, that was 2021. Because I was looking at the 2022 budget and it shows the previous year we spent 28,000 in 2021. So
then
it still was
down.
5 years.
Then it went down.
Yeah. Yeah. Because depending
down,
on how much new construction. So. Does somebody want to make a motion for what we're going to do here so we can just vote on it?
Well, do we have to make a motion? Because we haven't for the other ones, have we?
We haven't, but we don't seem to have consensus. So
oh.
I think it'd be easy if we...
I'll make a motion to remove $8,000.
And reduce it to $25,000.
Yes.
Okay, Bill makes a motion.
And
is there
I'll second it.
And Sue seconds it. All in favor?
But we think it's contractual.
Yes, I know.
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
Okay.
Okay, all in favor? Okay, wait. Ryan, who's in favor? Keep your hand up. Bill, Sue, Katrina, Susan, and Steve are in favor. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 in favor, all opposed. Stephanie and Lynn, that's 8. So that's okay. So property appraisal. That was $25,000. So we're taking it down minus $8,000, right?
Yes.
$8,000. Okay. Okay, solid waste.
Oh, Seth, part-time wages, how come they're going up 108.1%? It says 20 hours a week, but are they hiring someone new?
They all got wage adjustments because their wages were so incredibly low.
So they're doubling their pay?
No, nobody has their pay doubled.
Well, that's going from almost 11,000 to 22,600. Mm-hmm. That's double.
I have to assume there's a new employee.
There must be somebody.
I don't think there's a new employee.
It says here estimated at 20 hours per week.
Yeah.
That they estimated the part-timers at 20 hours a week, I think is what they... I don't think there's a new employee. I haven't heard about that.
I mean, we didn't increase their wages that much.
No, we didn't increase them that
much. $1 or $2 wasn't anything extravagant.
Should we officially ask the question?
Well, we don't. Well, Amy would know. See, we don't hear everything, but she would know.
I was
in what? Is there a new employee coming on?
Not that I'm aware of.
So that's probably not happening.
So why would the part-time wages double?
I am not sure why that number... is showing up that way.
Because he's usually pretty really good with
yes.
this.
Did we hire, like, have
and somebody here for half the year?
Yeah, did we have a vacancy and then hire someone?
No.
No.
No, the same people have been there all year.
Yeah. Oh, he was really low, though.
Yeah, he was really low.
What?
His wages
maybe,
were very low.
Sorry, Ryan, I'm assuming that the comment for estimated 20 hours a week is probably saying they're upping the number of hours per week.
Maybe.
If
that's one employee you're looking at.
Or maybe
somewhere around
they're increasing their hours. That makes a little more sense.
That's
Yeah. Okay.
If it's two employees, I think it's just one employee.
Mm-hmm. So you want to...
I guess we're going to leave it.
Leave it? Okay.
He's been so good every
year.
Yeah,
they're really careful.
Every year
they're great people.
Gives us money.
Yeah.
I don't...
Yeah, try not to factor that in into budgeting decisions, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, but you know. You know,
we really weren't making a respectable wage at the time.
Bill Safi, so how about the full-time wages? Why is that going up 34,000?
They did get raises.
Everyone got wage adjustments.
Wage adjustments. They were.
Is it two full-time employees or is it?
Three.
Three.
There's three.
How many employees are there?
Four.
Four? Okay.
Yeah, four. Okay. Street lighting, yeah, we don't know what to do. Whatever.
Can we stick with solid waste for a second?
Oh, we want to go back to solid waste?
How about testing? $500 up to $6,900.
It's required that they test over by the old.
The old,
I thought that stopped. That didn't stop?
I sent an email.
Yeah, it's required.
Yeah, it's required for 30 years, and this just happens to be a high test year. That's a quote from Stan Tech for $6,900 for 2026.
So who told us that we could stop? Somebody said after so many years you could stop, and I thought they had sent something to that.
That's why we checked into it, yeah.
So we tested last year, and we're going to test more this year?
No, the testing varies per year, depending on what year it falls in the 30-year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right.
Because there was one property.
Okay.
Can we test it?
We can forget street lighting, I hope. tax collector.
So I have a question on line, Steve Tremblay, line 810, where it says tax bills, it says previously underfunded, but they only used minimal amount.
I know, I don't get that either.
When do they send out the next round of tax bills?
As soon as we get the tax
rate. Yeah, as soon as we have the tax rate.
It's probably only half.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, if we double that, that would be, closer.
Oh, yeah, right.
But they're asking for a 100% change.
Right.
Doubling it.
So we know that it will be. Oh, price of stamps has also gone up.
Yeah.
Buy forever stamps.
Yeah, we should have done that years ago. We
were $1 million.
Well, they have, but also they didn't go out till what, January or something. So maybe it's in this year's budget. You know what I mean? It's not. That's why the number's so low, comparatively speaking, because we were so late last year.
Okay, we're going to leave that. Is that okay? All right, town buildings. Down 4.7%.
What? Are we still needing budgets?
Town building would be who?
Patrick.
A select person? A select
board? He's in charge of the town buildings, but why are we still needing budgets?
Because it wasn't submitted.
Well, isn't that someone's job to get it submitted? I don't know if it's.
Are we supposed to hound people? I mean.
Then you don't give them money. If they can't get their budget in, you don't give them money. I mean, it.
Oh, that's
right. This is the only business that this would be allowed. If you were in a company and you didn't submit a budget, it's ridiculous.
Okay. Any changes to that section?
Question.
Yes.
Bill Safi. The Smith, Smith Building Maintenance.
Yeah.
Is that the new library or the old library?
The old library.
And
the new library is a warrant article. Okay. Everything's in the warrant article.
And there's trust funds for that, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a small fund, and they can use the interest. In addition to the operating budget, they have a warrant article every year to add to the interest, you can use everything.
Right.
This is something with the roof.
The roof's done.
The roof's done.
And she's the walkway. Then they want to do the walkway. I think they did the walkway to get done?
This year, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this, the buildings, is it leased to the school as to be used, or how's that work?
They pay. They put in a septic system and the
a well
and the mm-hmm. well and
didn't they put a bathroom in
and the well there was a, yeah there they was fixed a, the bathroom yeah, so it was usable bath. And then I forgot there's a contract with them how they pay they after a certain number of years they pay
the town pays all the utilities up to a certain dollar amount after that they have to pay if it goes over that dollar amount. So far, it hasn't, to my knowledge, gone over that dollar amount.
So does the town make anything off of this?
No.
No.
Other than we keep investing money in a building to maintain it.
Well, no, we'll
it's
have...
It's a historical building.
It's a it's on the historic register.
I understand that. So, it's a beautiful building.
We'll have we'll have one at the end of 10 years, we'll still have a well. We'll still have the, you know, the things that they paid to have put in.
Yeah,
will the town
improvement.
Take possession back in 10 years?
I don't know what'll happen.
Depends on whether
who's
they want to renew the contract.
Sitting.
We could make a police station out of it.
I think it's a little small for the police station.
We could add on to it, this land there.
So,
I never thought of that.
A lot of land.
No, but I didn't think about making that a police station.
You could take a little road out behind it if you had to.
And the Sally Port you drive right in, will you? Maybe.
It has two floors.
Okay, any...
Yeah, one more question. Susan, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go.
Susan Young, going back to the building maintenance person, at 9:30, and it's $2,500.
Wait, you're on...
I'll go back a page.
Oh, okay.
Just up two lines from the bottom.
All right. Building maintenance person, $2,500, yeah.
I mean, they didn't even spend that... they won't be spending the $2,500. And then it went up to $2,575, which... And, well, they don't have a budget, so maybe that's why. I just think we should, I don't know.
Do you want to change that amount?
I do, because I feel strong about people submitting budgets, but...
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to change it to?
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to end up with here.
Actual balance.
Actual remaining.
Well, if you hold them flat...
Well,
to 80-something.
Alarm monitoring, you can't. Sprinkler maintenance, you can't. Custodial,
No, I'm back on that.
You can't.
Oh.
The actual person.
The building. I don't know who it is that's... And again, it's not who it is. It's a line, whether it's
groundskeeping. I wonder why even... Is that lawn mowing?
I think it includes the shoveling the snow.
Oh.
Not the building maintenance person, doesn't.
It just groundskeeping was...
I think it's just to... Amy, isn't it just to vacuum and do the bathrooms and...
No, that's...
That's a cleaning.
Yes.
Yeah, that's separate.
The building maintenance person was a person. We had a person... that was doing odd jobs, but then that person...
I thought they left.
Yes, but they were trying to fill that position with not a full-time position, but just somebody that would come in and help out as needed for things that needed to be done around the building. We were lucky that we had the corrections department here, but that isn't always a choice.
So we can get... So would $1,500 be reasonable?
Yes.
You're talking, okay, you're in the...
If they spent nine, yeah, I'm on the
buildings maintenance person?
110.
You're talking about...
Yeah.
Okay.
Would that be reasonable?
Reduce it to what?
Town building?
$1,500.
So you're going to subtract $1,075?
Well, if you want to look at it that way, I'm adding 600 something to their current balance. Glass half full.
Yeah. 1,500, so you want to take out 1,075?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay. All right, town buildings. Town clerk?
Very detailed notes.
Yeah.
Bill Safi, back to the town report. Is Brock's not going to budge on only making, you know, 500 less copies?
You're down?
Yeah.
Have we done town clerk?
No, we're doing town clerk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all
right. I jumped
ahead.
I know.
Yep, sorry.
So I have a question on that, and maybe we discussed it last time. Steve Tremblay. So it says... Line 131, so Muni Agent Vital's title fees is up. But wouldn't, if there's more vehicles, more houses that are being built, wouldn't that have more revenue?
Well, there is a corresponding revenue, but it's not, this is just
the
expenses.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is Bill Safi, town clerk fees, is that her assistant? Because...
She gets fees.
No, that's the deputy town clerk is the assistant.
The deputy town clerk gets wages, and the town clerk gets fees and...
Correct.
I have a question. I think, Ryan Young, I think you guys probably discussed it at the last meeting that I wasn't at. But did we get an answer back on what those hours were?
Yeah,
we did. The hours worked a week?
Yes, we did. And
so she gets fees, and then she also included what she works outside of office.
Goes to meetings and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and she...
It's in your packet.
She works on the elections. She works all day. I don't...
So it's not just the office hours?
No, it's not just the office hours. No.
Hours work. Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't think she gets paid for that.
I don't think so, probably.
No, no. So that's, yeah. Okay, any changes to the town clerk? Okay, how about town officers' expenses? Bill, you had one for that?
The town report.
Okay, town report.
We have discussed that.
Yeah, we discussed that, and yes.
I reached out to the company and asked them how much it would be if we took off 3 boxes, because that seems to be the average of what we have left over, so it would be reduced to $6,875.
Okay.
6,875.
Which line is that? Town report here is 550.
550.
Yeah. And it would be how much? 6,000.
$6,875 was the quote that he gave me for 3 less boxes.
And I would like blame it on Brian, but we all voted to do that.
The 357 is the reduction.
Supported that. We were sick of fighting about it. Just get sick of it.
That's town report. Is everybody okay with that? Everybody go along with that?
Yeah, sure.
$357.
$357.
$7,235.
Do you have to mail about the deliberative session mailing? Because, I mean, I said, I'm kidding. It's just a joke.
Any what?
We don't get a mailing for it.
Deliberative session mailing.
Yeah, we get the
the postcard.
Yeah, we get that in the mail.
Oh, okay.
The for the deliberative session. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what? You'll recognize it when you see it.
I know now. I was thinking of the joint meeting.
Yeah.
Why does it say zero?
Because we haven't mailed it out yet this year.
Excuse me.
This was...
Internet mail service.
No, I thought we mailed it out in January. When do we mail those out, Amy? Isn't it before the deliberative sessions?
Yeah, so it would have been December of last year, late December.
I wonder if whoever posted it didn't.
Yeah, that I wasn't...
Huh. It didn't tag it to the right department.
It happens.
Okay, we good with town officers' expenses?
Bill Saffy, how about the internet mail service?
Where are you? On
3 lines from the
bottom.
Oh,
I see. Yeah.
There's $22.99 left.
What's that, Amy?
Email? You have to pay per email. Microsoft?
That I would have to double check with Block 5 and Tamara to get more detail on that line.
I think it can be brought down.
Well, yeah. That's what they charge.
Well, but we've only spent $2,400.
Yeah, so far.
But the year's almost over.
Block 5 probably has a quote out for what it is for each email address. Yep. So. Email domains are not cheap.
So can we bring that down or not? Maybe not 2,000, but something.
I'll have to.
I feel like that's got to be contractual.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah, it's got to be a contractual thing.
Well, can we get the real answers and not guess before we make a final decision?
Well, a final decision isn't till quite a while.
Right, so we can get the answer on that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For now, we can leave it and we can do it later.
And then when we have a default budget, it'll be clearer as well.
Okay, anything else there?
What's the mileage for?
Meetings, conferences.
We've never spent that before. I don't think there's ever been anything in there.
So, like, if somebody were to go to a meeting in Concord...
Yeah. No, I know what it's for, but has it ever... It's been used?
Well, it's like never used it.
It never was, huh?
The new budget should reflect the change. I had to reverse that and put it under a different line for the mileage that was put in.
Oh, so it hasn't been used?
No.
So where's it going to go now?
I think I just had her take it out of the town administrator's salary line.
Okay.
That particular.
Okay. And Amy, is that accurate for your wage next year?
That's just the line that's always been there.
Somebody asked me about that. Yeah, I said I didn't think it was 93.
Okay,
it's not 93.
Can we move, go to the next one here?
Yeah.
Trustee of the trust funds. Nothing there. The treasurer.
So trustee of the trust funds, clerical, they haven't spent anything. What is that? I wonder.
They get it done.
That's
they
one
just
that
get
she
it
hasn't
done.
Submitted for her hours yet.
Oh, that's Philbrick?
No, Melissa.
Oh, Melissa, okay.
Oh, she's trustee administration? I know that.
Okay, the treasurer.
I guess it makes sense. They have a quarter left. There's a quarter left in the year.
I submitted a budget for that. I wonder why it says need budget. For what? Welfare.
Is that the budget you submitted?
Yeah, I don't know why. Some of these might
I submitted
not.
It.
I'm saying, is that the budget you submitted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe some have to delete the line.
Yeah.
Okay, welfare. And the zoning board.
There is a legal for the board.
$39,732. Okay, so that comes to $39,732 for everything. So the bottom line here is $4,512,346,42 minus $39,732.
Oh, okay,
good. Is $4,472,614. $0.42.
How much was that?
$0.42.
$3 million.
$4,472,614.42. Oh, you're figuring out the percentage?
6.3.
6.3% increase? Okay.
What was that percentage?
6.3.
You can't keep doing that.
Okay, does anybody want to make a motion? Remember, this is just our first preliminary budget.
Bill Staffy? So... I went and added up all the extra money for retirement, because we can't get around that. And we can't get around the insurance. And it totals $98,177. And then I added that to the budget, to the 25 budget,
and I added 3% increase. And I come up with this, we would be $79,000 short with a 3% increase if you added all that stuff, because we can't get around it,
mm-hmm.
and then an additional 3%. So I was trying to find $79,000, which is what I was shooting for with the ambulance.
But you're going to get the income, so it will offset each other.
Income, in my opinion, Susan Young, we have no idea from the state what our revenue is going to be. We have no idea.
So we have a 2-year historical revenue for the ambulance line.
I'm not talking about the ambulance. Yeah. I'm talking about whether it's roads or anything else or schools or anything else. We have no idea because of the situation, you know, right now in our state and our country. We have no idea what federal money we'll get, what state money we'll get, and I'm very nervous that trying to present a budget with a 6% increase to people on Social Security who got 2.7, which was wiped out by their medical, went up 2.8 or whatever, that this is going to be a very hard sell. So far, the town has been lucky. Well, they've already approved our budget. They haven't made us go to default. And we're also supposed to have our default budget here before we vote on anything. Do you know when that's?
Tamara's almost done.
Okay.
I'm just saying, so even though the ambulance budget's up, if that warrant article passes, the revenue will go into the town, so you don't have to raise and appropriate
as much. Mm-hmm.
Which comes to the select board's responsibility when they're doing the setting of the tax rate. Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you like to propose a different number?
Well, I'm going back to the ambulance again because they have a lot of money in their fund.
Mm.
And
yeah.
Can they take wages out of that?
No.
They can't.
Yeah, they could.
No. It just says the yeah. RSA has.
No.
I have it in my folder.
I have it right here.
Point being that January and February.
I think somebody's telling you stuff that
I
might not be accurate.
I printed out an RSA from the website that says what you can spend an ambulance fund on.
Providing ambulance services or fire services or both.
Yes. Is that the RSA?
RSA 31:95-8, revolving funds. And the town treasurer shall pay out the same only upon the order of the governing body.
I think it's for the operation of the ambulance supplies, medical supplies.
She's reading it right now.
The operation can't be done without people.
Yeah.
So the wages are included in the operation. The town is running.
Incorrect information.
But it also has to be approved by the select board.
Yeah, so pay out the same.
Well, until warrant articles are voted on, they can still take money from their fund.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
January and February, they could
do it now.
$25,000 per month to cover wages, which is what it averages out to.
Mm-hmm. Why are you saying no?
I'm just saying it has to go through the fire chief request, then the select board. And
yeah, do you think there'll be a problem with that?
Probably, with the outstanding warrant article. Or with the unknown of the...
No, with them asking for the money with the fire chief and the select board?
Yeah, if the revolving fund is dissolved...
No, if he's asking for it early.
If the warrant article goes through, the revolving fund will be default... It will no longer be in use.
We're talking about this year, Stephanie. This year, right now. That's what he's talking about.
I think you're talking about January and February next year.
Right.
Right.
So technically next year, but before the election.
Right.
Do you mind if I look in Ryan's folder to see what the current balance is?
I have it.
Oh, you do? Okay. -30,000.
Was it 170?
Oh, that was from last.
It was.
Dean. So that would have to be a request from Dean.
Yeah, I don't think there's a... I can't speak for him today.
Bill Saffy, once again,
Just as a side note, like, so my daughter bought a house in town, and in the process of buying a house, we talked to a lot of people selling houses, and a lot left because of taxes. Not the current tax rate, because they keep seeing it go up. And I did a little bit of research, and over 12 months, 126 homes sold. And including the Brock, there's 1,600 houses. That's a pretty good percentage for 1 year. And I've seen,
I mean, I know a lot of people are selling because they made a lot of money.
Yeah,
on
but
house.
You got to go somewhere, you're still going to pay.
Some of them can't afford it.
Right, and I was just going to bring that up too, that on online, someone in town asked for help financially, you know, how do I get around? I can't pay my tax bill, I can't pay for my health care, whatever.
We have a welfare agent who's awesome and helps out a lot.
I know, but how many people do you want to put in that place?
Yeah.
I
don't want to put anyone
in
that place.
That one that was online was not...
You don't know that. I wouldn't make that comment if I were you.
Okay, I think we don't need to talk about that.
We don't
That's
have
about
to talk
an individual.
About that.
But,
okay,
I mean,
you asked the question about the balance in the revolving fund. This is the month of September. The balance was $205,617.89.
Okay, so
that's as of September.
The 30.
So
minus
it's
the
30.
175.
But it's two
so
more
it
months.
Like
there's still the income from October and November.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Although in 2027, don't we have to go back to, assuming the warrant article passes, wouldn't we have to go back to putting in the full?
The
year?
Warrant article would be for 2025. So.
You're. No, the warrant. What are you talking about? The warrant article to get rid of the revolving fund?
Would happen in 26.
26.
Right. So I'm saying even if we took money out of the budget this year, it still has to go back in 27.
Right.
Yeah, right. In 27, you have to completely fund everything.
Yeah.
So it'd be a big increase.
It would be a big increase next year.
27 budget, yes. Well, I'm still waiting. If anybody would like to propose a different number, we need to come up with a number. We can change it, but we have to come up with a number.
I'm thinking about that. So, like, now with the revolving, with the income going into the town, it more aligns with the way the ambulance was presented to us prior to it being established. Because they said the revenues would offset
the expenses.
They
so fought.
Now they will.
Yes.
If the warrant article gets passed.
Right.
So.
Except, well, there'll be a separate warrant article to put money in their capital reserve fund, just like the fire department does.
Right.
But that's a separate warrant article.
Right.
So all the money from the revolving fund would just go to the town.
Right.
To the general fund.
Right.
And then... The town pays all the bills, which we're doing now.
Yeah, it works out. So you're not spending, you're getting income against your expenses.
Yeah.
It's one less step, in my opinion. You're getting rid of one less, you're not going to the...
revolving
less,
fund,
exactly.
Just go straight to the
it
town and they pay the bill.
Ask for what you need.
When the tax rate is set, we don't have to raise and appropriate those funds.
Because you can consider the income.
Yes.
And we have historical data to show us what
we didn't have
was.
That before.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't. We had no clue.
Right.
Okay.
So following that same logic, if you assumed a 3% increase overall, it would say that our budget's gone up by $140,000 above that, which is about equal to what they're bringing in, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
143.
It roughly, if you assume
year.
140K of additional revenue, it's roughly a 3% increase on the budget.
And then not knowing the default.
Yeah, we don't know.
Makes
the default
it a little
is.
More difficult. Because then you
have
know,
to know. Yeah.
Once you have the default, then you know how much you really have to work with to cut. But it's very hard to get the message out to the town where it might look like it's a 6.3 increase or whatever it ends up being, 5% increase, but now we're getting the revenue from the ambulance direct.
If the warrant article passes.
Oh, right. And if the other all stays true, then we can't count on revenue, in my opinion.
Oh, and they just raised. I don't know what initiated it, but the state of New Hampshire is trying. It's not a new program. It's a new way to bill for ambulance services. So, like, right now it costs, like, $450 for a transport. That is being increased to $1,400 for transport. Mm. And
it what?
So they just increased the amount.
The allowable bill.
The billable, allowed billable amount. It's like 300-some-odd percent the Medicare rate.
Okay.
So, like, right now we're billing $450 and it will be $1,400. So we'll be getting more.
More income.
More income.
All right. Back to my original question. Does anybody want to make a motion?
So to make, to present a percentage, we have to follow that up with the tax as well, correct?
We should.
We could, we should. Yeah.
Meaning?
We're not required by law, no, but to be reasonable, I think we should.
But they, we don't for the school.
We don't for the school, you're right.
I will make a motion to approve the $4,470,614.42, Susan Gale. Okay. Which is the adjusted budget, taking out all of the items that we identified tonight.
Okay, is there a second?
What was that amount?
$4,472,614.42.
Steve Tremblay, I'll second.
Steve seconds it. Okay. All in favor?
I'll go for the first go around. I'd like that.
Okay, so that's. Wait, keep your hands up. Stephanie, yes. Steve, yes. Brian, you're not raising your hand. Okay. Susan, yes. Lynn, yes. Katrina, yes. And I'm Sue, yes. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses, all opposed.
2 noes.
Bill and Brian, no. So that's 6-2. The motion passes.
And I'd like the minutes to show that I am doing it for the first go around only.
Yeah. Lynn, I'll also ask Mike if there's anything else that he can pre-buy on top of the 13.
Right, so we came up with 13,000. Yeah.
I'll ask if there's anything else that he can, you know.
He can do it now.
Pre-buy now.
Yeah, right. Take the money out of the revolving fund and pre-buy. Okay, I think unless anybody has any objections, we'll skip the school reports. We've got an enrollment report and expenditure report.
And we'll be getting new budgets before Monday with the updated insurance.
For school. Sorry.
This is with the increases without the insurance being updated?
The health insurance was estimated
it's going down.
Oh, it's going down.
And it's 7.7 is the actual.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Spider is still at the library, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Safi, could I make a motion that the school put the high school all together as one category so we know what it cost? Like the busing, the psych, the extra.
Well, when you make classes. Your question, when we make our questions on Monday,
yeah,
well,
yeah, when
you
we
can
talk
ask,
about
but
the school
way that
budget,
they account for it. I mean,
we can ask.
They can give it to you, but they don't change the lines that it comes out of.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
They could. They can separate it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can give you the
they can do whatever you ask.
Items.
Because it's kind of hard to figure out. Like, the busing's not broken down for grammar school and high school.
Mm-mm. No, but they can. They did it last year. They told you how much.
Yeah, they did
of
last year
for high school and how much of it was. It was like 200, maybe. If I'm,
I don't remember.
I could
well, if you average it out, it's like $2,000 per kid. So that's how I was calculated it.
Including high school kids.
Yes.
And that's regular ed transportation.
That's the whole transportation budget broken into.
Even special ed, because those are very expensive.
Yeah.
You would not want to include that into your cost per student.
Why?
Because a special ed transportation kit could cost you $70,000.
I know, but it's still an average. If you're averaging things, that's how you average it, the total cost.
Okay.
Knowing that, why did we stop having parents pay for the $75 a half year
well,
for the high
well,
school bus?
You know, we get. They don't even like lunch going up a dollar. So it's what, you know, families.
It's true.
You know, so it's a way, it's $100 less than a family would have to pay.
But that this has been in effect how many years now?
Four.
4 years. They decided to get rid of that. $75 a half a year with all the people making all the money in town, you know, the rich people.
No.
It's not going to be. That's $150.
Okay, we're going to talk about the school on Monday. Okay, we're not going to talk about the school tonight.
But if we have a lot of rich people in town, then why are we worried about cutting our budget?
Exactly.
Because not everybody's rich. We're trying to protect the ones that would like to live
and
here
don't
the rest
have
of their lives and
okay.
don't want to move.
Okay.
Okay, now, one more thing under other. Stephanie asked that we move the public hearing on the school.
Oh, yeah, the 10th. I won't be here December 10th. I can send Meredith, but
I won't be here either, so I'm a fan of that.
Because last year Mark did it and it didn't really work that well. But
okay, so what we need to do is look at the town calendar.
I mean, obviously Bill will be here and the business administrator as well.
Yeah.
Right, so can't we have Meredith?
I'm saying because I'm the one who's mainly involved in it. She wouldn't really be able to.
Can somebody pull up the town calendar on their phone? Or
what do you want to know?
I want to look at December on the town calendar.
Oh, to see what's reserved?
To see what's available.
Yeah. So I have the town website. Where do I find the town calendar?
Under calendar?
Resources.
There's a little
announcements
tab on the left.
On there.
Okay, so go to December.
Public hearing is on the 2nd. Do I have
What days would you like to know about?
Well, what day of the week is December 10th?
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
What about before or after? Right, close, but I mean, is it day before or after?
The 11th has a 7 o'clock Agricultural Commission meeting. That's it.
What about the 9th?
Hold on.
So we're getting rid of the 17th, is that happening?
No. We're talking about December 10th.
The 9th was a zoning board, which was canceled.
The 9th is open?
Yep.
So move that.
So is everybody okay with that?
6:30 on the 9th. Well, how do we know if they can come?
I just have a question. It says here, it's Steve Tremblay, the public hearing. Does the public have to be notified so many days before you change
it?
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Well, not before I change it, but before the meeting.
Are we changing this?
1 week. On a public hearing, 1 week, right?
There's nothing on this.
I mean, you can keep it
10 days.
Well, to a public hearing on town budget.
Is it 10 days?
It's not that many.
It's at least 10.
It's 10 for a public hearing?
Today's the 12th of November.
So I have still 10 days.
Almost 30 days.
Yeah. I just have to remember 10 days. Okay.
So are we going to switch it?
So the 9th, is everybody good with the 9th?
I'm changing the
date. I can't make that day either.
12:10 meeting to 12:09? Changing 12.
Well, I'm just asking if that's okay.
12:10 to 12:09.
Susan, are you still missing?
I'm still missing.
How about the 11th?
I'm missing from the Tuesday to the Friday of that week.
That whole week.
Yeah.
How about Monday?
Monday?
Is there anything on Monday?
Selectmen's meeting.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay, we'll go the 9th, okay? December 9th. And we'll change that.
What if
what?
Because that leaves 8 voting members, or we're not voting. We're just
well. That's just the public hearings.
It's
the supplemental meeting,
okay.
January 21st, is
okay.
When we do our final vote.
Right,
that's
so
just
we'll
the public. Okay. Hearings. You know, sometimes a public hearing is
nobody
yeah. shows,
mm-hmm.
But not always. So we kept a pound count.
Yeah, I wasn't here last year, so I don't remember. But I know the supplemental hearing was pretty full.
It all depends on what happens and what the issues
what's
are.
On the, what's on the vote?
Okay.
Can you get on Zoom, Susan?
I'll be on a plane.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to.
Is it a good thing or work?
It's work.
May I ask one more question? Did we get any warrant articles in? Because they were originally due tomorrow.
Just one. Well, actually two. One that Heidi came in right before this meeting started. They're both in your inbox in the office.
Okay. Because that, I think we have to think about too before we...
Did we update the date?
Yes, we decided on Monday that it would be December 4th.
You decided what's going to be December 4th?
It changed the date.
The due date for the non-petition warrant article.
Oh, so I'll have to change that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Non-petition warrant articles due December 4th?
That is a state mandate. This one was still up. We had it due tomorrow, but they're changing that.
I don't think the select board ever submitted a date. We just went off the last year.
No, we had a date. It was tomorrow.
It was just Lynn filled in the calendar from last year.
No, we talked about it.
We had a date.
The selectmen hadn't talked about it, so we just put it in there.
Yeah, the selectmen had not.
Yeah, so we just put it in there. We didn't really, because the selectmen hadn't picked a date. Okay, so that's, all right. I'll change that and I'll send everybody a new copy. Change.
So non-petition on the 4th.
Due by 3, or no, due by 4. Here by 4, due by 4.
So...
12-4.
So Lynn...
Due by what time of the day?
On 12-2.
Wait a minute, hold on.
End of business.
No, it's by 4. I'm looking right here.
Some people come scurrying in.
Okay, what?
On 12-2, we have on our agenda to review non-petition warrant articles.
Sure.
But they won't be in by then.
That's a problem. That's a big problem, because we can't really...
Right.
We can't have a public hearing without the non-petition warrant articles.
And you need the default for sure.
So could we move that February 4th date, that December 4th date to before our meeting, before the public hearing? Because...
I don't know. I mean, they need time to get them in, but...
Well...
We can try.
We don't meet again until...
The 8th of December, we don't meet again. They picked the 4th so that they would come in before the next select board meeting.
But it's after the public hearing. I don't think we can do that.
I don't think so either.
I think you can't
look
do that.
At these rules,
it's got to be before the public hearing.
I'm not going to go through this off.
Is that something we take a vote on?
On Monday.
So you can't vote over the phone or email?
No, you can't. You have to do that in a public meeting. Wait, the second, the fourth month, wait, the second and fourth.
They canceled the 11-24 meeting.
Well, maybe they can uncancel it?
Mm-hmm. I think they canceled it just for us.
That and there wasn't much on the agenda.
Because we were going to be at the selectmen, at the budget committee, so I asked them.
Oh, yeah, right.
But now we're not at the media center, are we not, or are we?
We are.
Oh, that's why the selectmen canceled the
24th. Oh, yeah, because their joint meeting is still on the 24th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why they did that. So we're still doing that.
So what's that at the
school? This was at the school.
The 24th.
Okay, so we could, I guess we could change the public hearing. I have to look at a calendar.
Oh, it's too bad, because it was nice and early.
Oh, yeah, we could. I mean, we don't have a meeting after the 9th, before Christmas.
When do you expect your warrant articles to begin? What date did you give them?
Who?
Aren't you talking about warrant articles?
We're talking about the non-petition warrant articles.
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about the meeting date for the public hearing on town budget.
Right, but I thought we didn't have warrant articles in.
Right, that's why we're looking at rescheduling it.
That's what I asked.
Okay. And we're looking at rescheduling that date.
Okay, so if the warrant...
If this happens before that, then that can't happen before that. Yeah.
Nice.
December 2nd, I'm supposed to be
17th?
There.
December 17th?
So if we meet on the 9th for the school public hearing, right, the next week is the 15th through the 19th.
Well, we're meeting the 9th for
school public hearing. So we could meet...
But we just changed the budget meeting to the 9th.
Right. Why don't we meet the 10th for the town?
We won't be there, but it's all right.
It's the public hearing.
We're missing two on the 10th.
I won't be there.
We won't be there.
I'm not there on the 10th, that's why.
But we still, it's the public hearing.
And
it's
we don't
not,
vote on it right after that, the public hearing?
We can, but see, we still have did. We still have the supplemental meeting on January 21st where we do our final votes.
Okay, one thing we have to do or this year is by every item, we have to have it cost out that was voted for
yep.
the... We have to, that's going to take some
time.
For 1,000,
yeah.
And it's going to take somebody with mathematical skills. So.
To go on the warrant.
Yes.
And the and to go on the.
No, we didn't do that.
It got voted in last
year. We talked about
it. It got voted in last year.
Oh, they actually, we have to put it on the ballot?
Yes, each one.
I think Clark said something about he didn't think that was.
No, it's, I asked it to think.
Okay, but still, could we? Could we have the public hearing on the town budget on December 10th?
So you guys would be here.
That's
why can't we have it on? Oh, because the selectmen meet on the 8th.
Yes.
And okay, so you want to just meet for that?
We're meeting on the 9th for the school.
9th for the school and the 10th for the town. Could we do that?
But we're going to miss two of them.
Yeah.
If we're just having a public hearing.
Yeah, it's just it's the public hearing. You can listen to the tape if you want to know. And sometimes the public hearings are...
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Short and sweet. Okay.
When does, like, I know, like, Carla came and she speaks, and is that at the public
That's
hearing
the public.
Or is that at the...
No, it depends on if we do anything.
Yeah, as much as she can.
You know, if we...
But there are certain people who come and speak on behalf of their budgets.
But they mostly only do it if we change something.
Okay.
If we leave their budgets alone, they usually don't...
Okay.
But
I don't understand why we changed what we just did, because it was the budget committee, the school I have down for the 10th.
But
change that to the 9th.
Why?
So Stephanie can be there.
Ah. Okay.
So we changed that to the 9th.
And for the town, we're losing two.
Right.
Okay.
And then the town,
that makes sense.
Yeah. We can do that
okay.
on
the
10th. The 10th.
And remove the December 2nd meeting.
And then that's, yeah, the public hearing.
Where's December 2nd going?
So that's the
December
10th.
December 10th.
To the 10th.
Okay.
So that way we'll have the non-petition warrant articles on
Nothing
the 4th.
No.
Cancel.
On the 2nd.
I'll fix this.
I know
this.
You can straighten us out. And so when are your non-petition warrant articles due?
The 4th.
No,
oh, is our.
For the
God.
School?
I don't know.
For the school
we
is...
We need it before we do this. We need
on
it.
On the 7th review...
We need it before the 9th.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
this public hearing on school budget.
Yeah, we need,
we
the,
need
the
it.
School warrant articles
okay.
before
so just,
then.
But you won't have the budget warrant article because it won't be voted on yet.
What do
we
you mean?
Have to. It has to be.
We're talking about the warrant articles for the school.
Yeah.
We'll have to have those by December 9th.
Okay.
Why don't we make that the 4th? Can you make it the 4th so the school and the town are all due the same day? Wouldn't that be easier if somebody was doing warrant articles all over the
yeah.
town?
School doesn't meet.
But can't they meet? Or
to vote
not?
On the adjustments made. We meet on the 4th.
Yeah, so we'll get them
on
the
9th.
You don't usually have that many.
This year we have teachers' contract and the budget.
Yeah. Okay.
So I mean, I can ask her on the 4th to have them ready by the, you know.
Right, so we have the two public hearings back to back.
Two days in a row.
Yeah, that's fine. We've done that before.
We've done that before,
yeah,
right?
We have.
Okay.
And then Christmas.
We all good.
Mm-hmm.
We all straight.
Petition.
Motion to adjourn. That's
okay, yeah. All right, Steve made a motion to adjourn.
I will second.
And Katrina seconds. And thank you very much. Have a lovely evening.